For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, it is a busy Friday in the theater world. I think many people have heard that Shays has had to postpone its season again, and that sadly had to let some people go this week. But this is part of what's happening in the larger entertainment industry. Thousands of people let go at Warner Brothers, at Disney. Broadway has postponed its season. Virtually every actor in the world is currently unemployed. But Buffalo keeps chugging along.
It does.
And our small theaters try to keep connected with their audience, and tonight's particularly busy.
It is. Things are happening in the virtual world. There's going to be a Live at the Cav with Lorenzo Sean Parnell. Lots of folks remember him as Motormouth Maybell from Hairspray.
And didn't know he was a man, so this is going to be very exciting for people.
What a voice.
Yes.
A great opera singer, too, by the way. Musical Fair is also presenting one of their cabarets, so they're very busy keeping their small skeletal crew employed. But the big news is an official opening. Ta-da! And it's yet another way of offering virtual theater. And that's with Irish Classical Theater.
Doing Gardner McKay's Sea Marks. And to talk about that, Peter, a treat for everyone. We have with us the new, I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to say, the new artistic director of the Irish Classical Theater Company, Kate Locanti-Alcacer. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We're delighted to have you.
Thank you.
So, Sea Marks, this is not just a little Zoom show. Is it? This is quite a production.
Yes, this is a fully realized production. When we had to change our programming, we decided to go in a new direction and decided to rehearse and completely produce a play and put it on film and then stream it for audiences. And thus, Sea Marks was born. And we're really thrilled. I mean, tonight is opening night. It's a new version of opening night and the run. And we're just so excited to share it with everybody.
So it's a two-hander, one male, one female role, but what's it about?
So this is an Irish love story that's about connection through isolation. So we thought that the subject matter was timely, and it's about two people who meet at a wedding, just one chance encounter, and then they decide to continue communication through letter writing. It's set in the late 70s. Through a year of writing letters, they decide to connect once more, and their relationship ensues, and I won't tell you the rest, of course. You'll have to check it out.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. And it's also fitting because this is our 30th anniversary season in such a strange year. And so we wanted to find a production that had some historical reference for the company. And this was the play that opened our Calumet space. And Fortunato directed that one as well. He's directing this one. And it starred, of course, our co-founders, Vincent O'Neill and Josephine Hogan. And this production is again with Fortunato at the helm with Chris Kelly and Kristen Tripp Kelly.
I would like to highly compliment Irish Classical on the series of 21 videos that folks can easily access from the website. I was really pleasantly surprised. Having sat through a number of Zoom meetings, as everyone else has, I thought, oh, another Zoom presentation, but they're really content rich.
Thank you, Peter.
Well, all of which invites the question. It's not live theater, but it does connect to your audience. What are you trying to accomplish with Sea Marks?
For Sea Marks, we wanted to do a couple things. We wanted to, of course, just keep producing. We didn't want to go dark. We wanted to make sure that we were working on a production to stay connected to our patrons. Although it's not live theater, there's no replacement for live theater. It is a way to make our patrons feel like they are still part of Irish Classical. In addition, we wanted to kind of stretch out a little bit. This pandemic gives us a unique opportunity to try new things. We partnered with Pan American Film Division for our collaboration. It is truly a wholehearted collaboration between the two companies. This year already, we had planned to embolden our initiative, diversity and inclusion. And so this helps us increase accessibility because we had the great pleasure of partnering with Deaf Access Services, which is an affiliate of People Inc. So patrons will have the opportunity to choose from three options, standard with open captioning and with ASL and open captioning for Sea Marks. And that's the first in our region. So we're really happy for that collaboration as well.
Well, it sounds remarkable. And of course, a two-person show is really, in reality, a 1,000-person show, isn't it?
Yes. There are so many people behind the scenes who worked tirelessly day and night to make this happen. So we want to thank everybody for working on this, and also for all of our supporters, subscribers and patrons, donors, foundations and board members for sticking with us. So please check out CMARCS. Tickets are at irishclassical.com.
Well, thank you, Kate, so much for being with us. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.